Marcho by Rustavelli Avenue. This is FieldPod.com coming to you from our studios high atop Prospero's Books and Cafe. Back in the Somme Chablis, happy to be here. Today is the 24th of May, 2012, Thursday. On this date in 1844, Samuel Morse sends the first intercity telegram from D.C. to Baltimore. I am reading a great book about that and many other things right now called The Information, A History, A Theory, A Flood by James Gleick. Hope you read it. 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opens. In 1900, the UK annexes the Orange Free State. In 1956, the first Eurovision Song Contest is held in Lugano, Switzerland. In 1991, Eritrea gains its independence from Ethiopia. 1940, Joseph Brodsky, a very cool poet, was born, and 1 year later, on this very same day, 1941, Bob Dylan and George Lakoff, the brilliant linguist and political activist from Berkeley, were born. Read his book, The Political Mind. That's L-A-K-O-F-F. Today it's Cameron Christensen, Matthias Hooter, and me, Mark Mullen. Everything we say is ours alone, except that although they can be blamed for what I say or infer, I can't. So, report on the Tallinn meeting. I can't remember if I said stuff about this the last trip, but I was there a week and a half ago. Every year there's a meeting there talking about the European neighborhood and security and Eurasia and all sorts of other stuff. It's all very interesting. Talked about the neighborhood. Everybody's worried about Ukraine. It's just become spectacularly corrupt, way more than it was before, and everyone's just deeply bummed out about that. Most of all, Angela Merkel and everybody else, and everybody's worrying about that and what that means for, you know, the European neighborhood or partnership or whatever it's called now. Moldova, a lot of competition there. The Moldovans seem to be moving very quickly, and Georgia is no longer the darling. Moldova's, maybe hasn't moved as fast on reforms, but, they seem to have been said to have moved quicker on democracy, and there's this and that. And supposedly Transnistria is going to be fixed quickly. Everybody said that they're looking at the elections in Georgia very carefully to see how see what happens there. Interesting discussion with Anders Aslan, who soon afterwards, a couple days later, wrote something, some op-ed I saw somewhere in Washington Post or New York Times or whatever, about the G8 and how they that Russia, Putin had said he was not going to show up to the G8 meeting wherever it was. I think it was going to be in Camp David, and because, he didn't feel like it. And so the G8 should cease to exist, is what Aslan said. He also talked about the Kremlin's power in operational arts, and that because it has fused money and power, or, the power over money and the money of power are the same thing, which he said essentially categorized it as a fascist state, that they're very, very good at the operational arts of doing things that the private sector or the public sector or the military or anyone else, do in unison, which I guess makes sense. So, Ivanishvili refuses to run in elections, which he can do according to the newly amended constitution. In his open letter to Misha, he explains, if a person is both an EU citizen and a Georgian citizen, he cannot become prime minister. But if the same person renounces his or her Georgian citizenship, then that person will be able to become prime minister. Quote, such an absurdity is really the first in the world, end quote, he said. The members of the national movement already responded to him by saying, now Bidzina has his choice and it's up to him to run or not. On Sunday, Bidzina plans a protest rally, which will start the official Georgian Dream campaign. The march will begin from Vake Park and Dinamo in Avlavadi and end at Freedom Square. Irakli Alasania promises that if the coalition Georgian Dream comes to power, they will increase pensions to 220 lari and put a billion into agriculture. Didn't specify what that billion into agriculture would specifically mean.
Or where it would come from.
Another important question that nobody really wants to deal with. Chamber of Control sees the accounts of the newly founded NGO Komagi, the defender, which had been set up to assist political prisoners, and supporters of Bidzina that had had problems with the government.
And they probably did that because the Georgian Dream has basically, in public statements to the media, has implied that you know, they have some kind of leverage or control over that NGO or charity. And if that is really the case, and if the money for this charity comes from, you know, Ivanishvili or his environment, then that would be illegal under Georgian party financing law because it could be seen as a bribery of voters. And today, another important Ivanishvili entity, Global TV, has apparently been investigated, or an investigation was launched, and they are the company that hands out free satellite dishes at the moment, or basically free satellite dishes, so that people can watch, you know, all kinds of TV stations, including Ivanishvili's TV station.
Well, I know that people prepaid for that as well, but also the interesting thing is that they just sent out an email, I think, to some of their subscribers and said...